But we're fired up right now. You just heard the theme song of The Sopranos. And I told you guys, it's the one like classic show that I don't know enough about because I'm a degenerate that's actually at the sports book every night. But Goodfellas is obviously one of my favorite movies. And there's a new TV show now that is actually being shot. And I want to ask these guys about this. In East Rutherford, over at the Meadowlands, Michael Imperioli joins us this morning. Lincoln Rhyme, The Hunt for the Bone Collector, Fridays on NBC. Michael, good morning, man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me.
So, listen, we do a show every day over at the Meadowlands racetrack. And,
Oh, really? Yeah,
sports book. So I pass the arena every day. And I look over there, and I'm like, man, I wonder what's going on in there right now. So I see that, you know, you shot the show in East Rutherford at the Meadowlands Complex. Is it in the arena? Do they have a studio? So what's the deal? Is it true? Have you been out there shooting?
They've turned the arena, which was the old, I guess it was Brendan Byrne Continental Airlines, Izod Arena. They've been using it for stages. Yeah, we did our, we built the sets there and shot some interiors there. And then we go on location into Manhattan and Brooklyn and North Jersey to do location work. But the main stages are inside that arena.
Have you ever been over?
Weird. Because it's still the arena. Like the stands are still there. The signage is still in there. It's all kind of still the same. It's very strange, actually.
It's cool, though, isn't it? Isn't there something about empty arenas? That's why I'm fascinated by it. I drove past.
Oh, yeah. It is cool. I was there in 1983. I saw U2 on the Unforgettable Fire Tour. That was the first time I was in that arena. I've seen Springsteen there a few times, so it's kind of weird filming in there, but it's cool. I really like it.
I want to ask you, and this is a weird question. I was going to ask you, we're over at the sports book and the racetrack, and there's guys, bro, that if you're ever doing a project and you're like, I need guys that look like guys that go to a racetrack every night. And, like central casting 101, Michael, you know what I mean? These guys, just great.
Oh, yeah.
But have you ever been over there? Did you ever go over to the Meadowlands and bet the ponies or hang out there at all?
I used to go to OTB a lot in Manhattan, downtown, mostly down in the, there used to be one on Park Place that I used to go to a lot, and on 7th Avenue. I used to go to Belmont Aqueduct sometimes and Saratoga once in a while. And then I've been to Churchill and Santa Anita and then Gulfstream. I've never been to the Meadowlands for racing, but they only have harness racing.
Yeah, you like the thoroughbred, yeah. All right, so tell us about the show. The Hunt for the Bone Collector, real cool concept. Tell us about it. How'd you get involved? And tell us about the direction of the show. Just started.
Yeah, we went on the air January 10th. It's based on a series of detective novels by a guy named Jeffrey Deaver, specifically about this detective Lincoln Rhyme, who's played by the actor Russell Hornsby. There was also a movie called The Bone Collector with Denzel Washington and Angelina Jolie about 50 years ago. So it's about, this Sherlock Holmes-like detective who was injured by this serial killer and is now paralyzed and basically bedridden. And 3 years later, this killer is still on the loose, and he's kind of returned and doing, he was dormant for like 3 years. And Lincoln Rhyme assembles a team, and through the use of technology in this team, it allows him to actually be on the street and at crime scenes hunting this serial killer as well. So it combines that, movie Silence of the Lambs type storytelling with more like a Law and Order SVU. We have different crimes every week in addition to the season-long Hunt for the Bone Collector.
You play a very similar role in a lot of the shows you're in, whether it be The Sopranos, whether it be NYPD. How much are you like your character?
Not much.
Interesting.
Most of my characters I'm not at all. Yeah. Definitely not The Sopranos. But thank God. but I know people like the characters I play.
How important is that then for you to get to know these characters that you might not be so much like in real life? However, you get to encounter those kinds of people in real life.
That helps. I often try to find real life counterpart, real life versions to give me some direction as to how to play characters. Like Christopher from The Sopranos was originally, in my mind, you know, when I started playing him, was based on somebody that I knew back then or even before then. Although that person doesn't know it and never will. So.
That's amazing. They don't know. They never will. Maybe they do now, but it is about people, isn't it? That the traits in a common person, right, that you can take and almost as a sponge. Is that what a good actor is? Because as I said, I brought that up, Mike, only because I know actors are people. You know, I'm a people person in a sense that I love sitting there in a casino or a racetrack and just watching these guys, the facial expressions, the little arguments that they have, the money, the hustles in the parking lot. I just love, like, soaking it all up. And, you know, I'm sure you're the same way. Because if you're doing a role like that, you got to be around these guys for real. And you must just sort of chuckle yourself and go, man, this guy really is funny.
I mean, that's, as an actor or even as a writer, you know, you draw from real life. And that, the whole horse racing subculture has always been, that's a world unto its own, you know. I mean, and especially if you go to places like Saratoga, where it's like Goodfellas meets Gone with the Wind every night.
That's the company.
You know, it gets even more bizarre. You know?
You got these chicks on ladies with their hats and everything, and then you got other guys that own the horse and are trying to fix the race at the same time, right?
Exactly. I mean, so, you know, and you find that at different levels of horse racing, but it's I always found it a fascinating subculture, really.
What was it like? And I got to ask you, and I'm sure, you know, you get asked about certain roles, but for me, Goodfellas is a staple. I love the movie Casino, and I'm actually one of the people that, like, I'm like, you know, Casino's right there, guys. I love the work. But what was it like? How old were you then? And, like, holy crap, like, was there any nerves at the time? You're like, man, pretty serious cast. You're in that basement scene. What was it like for you at the time? How old were you?
I was 23. I had just turned 23. It was 1989. I had been studying acting and started to do little parts in movies and plays for about 3 years. But I'd been studying for about 6 years by then. But to me, it was like being called up from, you know, the minors into the World Series.
A ball to the World Series, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, to be with De Niro and Scorsese, those were two big, you know, being an Italian kid from New York, those were like my heroes, you know? So, but I'll be honest with you, if they didn't treat me so well, like I, you know, with respect and like I belong there and treat me like an actor, I would have been nervous, but I wasn't, because they made me feel like I belong there. And I'm always grateful for that experience, you know.
What's coming up, Michael, on the big screen? When can we expect to see you? What do you got going on?
I'm shooting a movie right now called One Night in Miami, directed by the actress Regina King, and it's about Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, and it really focuses on Ali's, you know, conversion to Islam, and I play his trainer, Angelo Dundee.
Wow. That's freaking awesome.
So I'm shooting that now, and then on March 3rd, I have a movie that's coming out. It's going to come out in the screens in New York, in the theaters, on the 21st, and then on the 3rd, it'll be on cable and pay-per-view and all that. It's called Cabaret Maxime, and I play a burlesque club owner, and I'm the star of that, and I produced it as well. It's an indie, but it's a really good one. And there's a couple of actors from The Sopranos, like David Provall and John Ventimiglia, who are also in the movie.
Hey, Michael, love to do it again. If you ever have time, man, we're right here on 34th Street, or we'll hang out at the Meadowlands sometime. We got a studio there. Love to do it face-to-face. Thanks for the time, man.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Michael and Priorly with us. Great stuff this morning.